Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we looked at Job and his quote-unquote three friends. Well, as we saw, they were not his friends, and God was very displeased with him telling Job he must have sinned, but wait a minute. Job ought to have known better. Let me say that again. Job ought to have known better. He himself said he could not remember sinning, and God said of him he was a just and upright man who hated evil. So why did Job even have these quote-unquote friends around him anyways? Friends like that, who needs enemies? My friend, again, measure your words when giving advice, not from your personal experience, but it should come from what the Lord has told you. And take heed to who and why you call somebody a friend. I can tell you story after story in our life of so-called friends who used Karen and I to get what they wanted from us, then murdered our character and lied against us. But anyways, enough of that. Okay, this week we will continue to look at the truths in Job that deals with what is true faith. So now in Job 23:3, notice what Job says about his current perception and relationship with God. Job says, now listen closely, "Oh, that I may know where I might find God." Have you ever been there during a time of God training you and enlarging your knowledge of his ways? Oh, where is God? Wow. Have you ever been there during a time or a test when God was working on you? I will let that sink in for a moment because I think we all can relate to that in our lives. But the verse is not over. It continues. "Then I would come even to his seat, and I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with questions." Now, knowing the book of Job is the oldest book of the Bible, this verse seems to be a bit wordy, but Job is saying, if I were able to do that, then I would know the words. In other words, Job would hear and understand the words that God would answer to him, thus enabling him, Job, to understand because of what God says to him. Now, pay close attention again, my friend. This is an example of revelation, not information. Let me say that again. This is an example of revelation and not information. Please allow me to say that again because this is important. This is an example of revelation and not information. You know, there is a huge difference between revelation and information. Information is something we gain from wisdom and education and experience. But revelation is something of the spiritual realm, something of the supernatural where true faith operates and functions. But when we deal with issues and circumstances in our life, we will only have two options to resolve them, and that will either be information or revelation. Well, let me say that again, because this is important. When we deal with issues and circumstances, trying situations, trials, tests, and all of that stuff, we will only have two options to resolve them, and that will either be revelation or information. And if we use information, then we will operate in the natural realm. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man, operating in the natural realm, receiveth not the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians 2:14. This is operating with information, man's knowledge, and man's ways, like Job's friends, but not so if you operate in revelation. The next verse, 15, tells us, "But he that is spiritual judges all things." Now, when the Bible says all, again, it's inclusive. It means everything. There's nothing lacking here. That he that is spiritual judges all things. "Yet he himself is judged of no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? but we have the, I like this part, the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:15-16. My friend, when we operate in revelations, we are operating with or in the mind of Christ. Wow. How can we fail? How can we be wrong? Oh no, my friend, it would be impossible. So what Job is basically saying here is in verse 3 is the same thing you and I say when we too are under the gun in a trial, when we cannot seem to find God. Have you ever been there? When we seem to say to ourselves before God, Lord, if I could just come into your presence, where are you? If I could just ask you, and if you could just give me the information. No, my friend, not information, but revelation is what we need. If you would just, God, tell me what you are doing or what I ought to be doing. We think that would solve the problem, but I can say without any possibility of being wrong that it will not, repeat, not solve the problem. The reason that I can say this, it is, number one, what we need is not information. What we need is revelation of Jesus Christ. I have covered that already in this teaching prior, so we will move on there. But point number two, the reason I know this will not solve the problem is that we simply come to the Lord and ask Him a question and simply have Him answer it, that we have already been asking Him these questions before again and again and again at different times. Don't we? Yes, we do. We are in God's presence, my friend. And if we are a believer, then Christ is in us. Let me say that again. If we are a believer, and we are in God's presence, and Christ is in us, what are we going to get as answer most often at times? Well, if God is working on us, what we will get most often, my friend, believe it or not, is not the answer, but it is silence. Wow. Now, we are talking about not needing information, but revelation. How many understand that the silence of God, if He is being silent, and I say if because for some people the silence of God is not God speaking at all. It is that they close their ears to what God is saying, but if God is truly silent, then the silence of God, my friend, is His answer. Did you get that? God's silence can be His answers in so many cases. How many understand that there are two ways for us to be blind to God? First, we do not have any light for which we are to, often we are not to be blamed. But secondly, we could be blind to God because we have closed our eyes and the eyes of our heart. We may still can see physically, but guess whose fault that is? It is the same thing with hearing from God. We may indeed not hear because God is not speaking and He is silent. But there is another reason that people do not hear, that they have hardened their hearts and closed their ears to the truth and to God. Most Christians would say, no way, that's not me. I go to church, I read my Bible, I pray. No, this is not me. But Paul has a lot to say about the hardness of our heart. In Ephesians 4:18, Paul shares this, having the darkness being alienated from the life of God. Not the light of God, but the life of God, notice. Through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Ephesians 4:18. Here we are talking about someone who does not repeat, does not have any physical light. But we are speaking of situations where God is silent to us. When God is silent to us, that is often His answer. He wants to be silenced. But therefore, because of God is love, we can know that His silence is His best answer, and it is love to us. As for those who love God, God's love toward them is God's mercy and His grace and His love. But for those who do not love God, God's love toward them is God's judgment and His wrath and His punishment. And both are all God's love, dependent upon not on God, because He loves us, but dependent upon our heart condition toward God. You know, God is not set up there in heaven and leaving it all up to us to solve our problems. If we are a believer and Christ is in us, then there is nothing we can do or say or which we will be outside of God's attention. Oh no. The silence of God is His answer to draw us in further, if only we will come. It is His answer to get us to believe and to walk by faith. As I said before, I may not hear God, but I know God hears me, and that is enough. By faith, when God is silent, we need to believe and walk along. More next week on What is True Faith. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week to come and that the Lord is able to work this teaching into your life and to where you'll be able to handle the silence of God as He loves us. Amen.